With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The campaigning is getting tough and tougher.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump tells Michigan supporters at a rally in Novi their swing state needs to tip the scales for him.
The fate of our nation is truly in your hands, Michigan. You have to stand up.
He also doubled down on his previous critique of Detroit.
I think Detroit and some of our areas makes us a developing nation.
Trump got support from Muslim leaders in Michigan at the Saturday afternoon rally, where he also went after his opponent, Democrat Kamala Harris. She was in the state campaigning with Michelle Obama. Trump won Michigan in 2016. President Biden won the state in 2020. I'm Julie Walker.
Mr. Trump also campaigning in Pennsylvania as well. The Washington Post says it will not endorse a candidate for president in this year's tightly contested race and would avoid doing so in the future. The decision comes less than 2 weeks before Election Day and was immediately condemned by a former executive editor. Two more members of the Los Angeles Times editorial board have resigned after the newspaper's owner blocked its plan to endorse Kamala Harris. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel has attacked Iran with a series of pre-dawn airstrikes in response to the ballistic missiles the Islamic Republic fired upon Israel earlier in the month. Israeli spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari asserts Israel's right to its own self-defense.
The regime in Iran and its proxies in the region have been relentlessly attacking Israel since October 7th on seven fronts, including direct attacks from Iranian soil. Like every other sovereign country in the world, the state of Israel has the right and the duty to respond.
A Russian drone strike has killed a teenager in Kiev during a nighttime barrage that lasted for hours. Five others reportedly killed in a nearby missile attack that left at least 20 wounded. This is SRN News. A unique Bible for children. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Lifeway Christian Resources has released a special version of the scriptures designed to help youngsters with dyslexia. The CSB Grace Bible for Kids uses a special typeface that makes it easier for those who suffer with dyslexia to read. Lifeway President Ben Mandrell tells the Christian Post, quote, "Dyslexia shouldn't keep kids from reading the Bible. We want to help young readers interact and connect with God in a personal way through His Word." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in Nebraska will see competing abortion measures on their ballots on November. One amendment would create a right to abortion while another would restrict it. What happens if the competing measures both pass? Well, the Constitution in Nebraska says that the conflicting provision with the most votes prevails. But courts may have to decide whether there's a conflict and whether parts of both measures can take effect. More online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. Budget carrier Spirit Airlines continues having deep financial trouble and may be looking to unload some inventory as well as other cost-cutting measures. Keith Peters has more on this story.
The low-cost air carrier is cutting jobs and selling off some jets worth millions of dollars as it aims to cut costs amid looming financial struggles and an uncertain future. Spirit says it has identified about $80 million of cost-cutting measures set to begin early next year. Those cuts will be driven primarily by a reduction in workforce, the Florida-based airline disclosed in a Thursday regulatory filing. The budget airline also agreed to sell 23 airplanes for about $519 million. That could help provide some key cash for a company that's faced loss after loss since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Keith Peters reporting.
You'll find more on this story, full details, analysis, and other news at srnnews.com.